וידבר השם אל מוישה ואמר שלח לכו אנשים ויסעו את ארץ כנען. This week we learned about the Chait HaMeragli. The famous kasha is, what is the pshat in Chait HaMeragli? It's a double question. How it came, how they came to become the Meragli. But the main kasha is, they went and they brought back the information the way they saw it. The Meraglim come back. Bonu elor is it? We gam zavas cholov uvoshi. V'ze period. Efes ki az ha'om ayeshe ba'oretz v'orim p'tzur es beres mo'ay. Amolok ayeshe beretz akna. Vayaz Yeshua. Olay v'nale. אנושים אשר אלוהים היום אולי נוכל לארץ ויציאו דימס האורץ אשר תורו הישראל נעשרו אלים היום האורץ אשר עברנו בו רחלס וישבר שם ראינו בני אלפינים. What was the time? They were asked to go to see what, if the plan is that they come back and they say that it's good, it's no point to send them. They went back. Now, no one says that they said a wrong information. So you could say no one asked them to say opinions. But the Pashas, they were asked to say opinions. I mean, sure, Hashem could do everything. But they said the way it looks like it's impossible to win. So Rabbi Liboruch brings down one Hezbel. In the end of the parsha, the story has a shaykhaz, but it's a surah achrei levavchem v'achrei yenechem. The famous question is, it goes the opposite. You see something, and then the Yitzhar starts to dance. And you never had Yitzhar, so you don't know how it goes. But the way it works is you see something. Well, you see some bad bochim going on Friday, and then you also become a bad bochim. You see some bad bochim will go to Tzfas for Shabbos, and you will also want to go to Tzfas. Yeah? Here's some bad bachim, go home early. They also want all this bad. But first bad happens, then you want to follow the bad. And Rabbi is the Chabad has it. Why it says, V'lish asur achi levavchem v'achri yinich? It's mevur a big yisai. A person sees what he wants to see. The bar brings down after the war, famous mice, lasers, silver. He met a yid. He came off the derech after the war. He asked him, why your wife turned off the derech? He said, I'll tell you, I survived. I kept Auschwitz. It was one yid that had a siddur. And everyone wanted to daven in that siddur. And he would only give it to people that gave him the daily portion of bread that they got. When he saw how disgusting the guy selling a siddur for the life of people, he said, religion is not for him. And Blaise told him, if I would see that, I would become frum. How people could give the bread just for daven one davening. The question what to see, how to look at it. How to look at it. You could look negative and you could look positive. Mom says one of the Amiroim was walking, it was a dead animal. And he said, "Kamo masricho nevei lezu, it stinks." And he told him, "Kamo levono is shineo, how beautiful her teeth are." What's that answer? So the shaila, what you see? You're right. They saw people are dying the whole time. Such a siyata d'shmaya. He said, no, eretz echeres yishmael. Look how much potential the fruits. How strange is the country. How strange is the country. The chokhmah is to have the right look, to have the right, and the whole life is like that. So chet ha-meraglim came, they had to come back, they will send, not little people, G'dayla Oilom will send. And they came and instead of seeing the nice things, they saw the bad. You go to visit the country. Say names. You can come back and say, look, wow, so proper, so neat. You can say, so stupid. Yeah? Same people. Maybe both things are true. My mom, I'm not speaking now in a specific country. Especially not a whole year ago that I don't know myself how to judge it. But what is the difference? Both things are true. See a chashev yid, such an erech, such a tremendous thing. Yeah? Both are true. So frum, so back-minded. Still, both are true. The shayla is how you look at it. Only the shayla how you look at it. Life alamol HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of anoga in the world. The question is how you look at it. What surah you look at it. The way you look at something, that is the way the Be'em is away. The Chofetz Chaim has another, this Belibor brings down from different form, it's a beautiful mahalach. Chofetz Chaim has a different mahalach of the Parsha. Maybe we'll see it later, Kaseida. He says, Be'etzem, why the Meraglim wanted to send Meraglim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the wars, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, they were out of Mitzrayim. What do you need Meraglim? If we were to send the Dam Tzvadei Kinim Oil. They felt that during the Midbar, they were too close to Hashem. The Hanogev Lemala Midarech HaTeva is too intense. And every time you fail, you say a word, you have to wait another 40 years. Another 40 years, yeah? Only thing at the end of the 40 years, one more little story of may God and may Reuven will go wrong, and they will stay there for another 40 years, and we'll be staying in the Midbar. So they wanted to take an approach, as Chofetz Chaim says, a little bit far from the Ribbono Shel Olam, not Yisrach, because the Tzviya is not so sharp. And Miyad they came and said, oh, but we will not have Moshe Rabbeinu. Look, Oig Melech HaBoshen, the only one that managed to make him to die is Moshe Rabbeinu. Amalek, without Moshe we would never manage. Memele, there's no way we will win. And in the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael, we're trying to do it on Derech HaTeva, this is the Mahalach of the Meraglim, there's no way to win. And the answer is, that this is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam does it, and you will manage. Zog de Chofetz Chaim, every person has a shtickel meraglim inside him. Instead of saying, I will learn Torah, I will grow, the Yitzchak tells him, you will learn, you will learn. How many flyers you never gave the yeshiva, how much nights you battle, How is Shabbos is Yishvach? You will learn. From you will come out something. And Bemele he falls. And the head of the Meraglim was that B'derech HaTeva, if they would have the Emun and B'Ra'ilo, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to go to Israel, they will manage. And it will be with B'derech HaTeva, they will be Matzliach. They would not have a pachad. But they had a Moira Leiv. That B'Mele made him not Matzliach. So we'll start the Pasha. Come back. V'shom ro'inu es ha'nefilim b'nei onok min ha'nefilim v'hi v'eneinu k'chagovim v'chein o'inu b'eneinu. What the pasuk? They come back and they say, we saw the giants v'nehi b'eneinu k'chagovim, in our eyes we felt like little bugs near the giants. And they looked on us like bugs. We felt like bugs towards the giants. We felt like bugs. They were so big. So Rashi has it shver. Rashi almost tries to say pshat. Shomanu esonoimrim. Not stam, we have imagination, we felt like bugs. We heard them, Pashas, we were so little, like we looked like bugs, and they would look at us like bugs. We heard them saying, Chagovim yesh baker. So the Rashi said, first we felt like bugs, and Taki, we heard them saying, Chagovim yesh baker, kemeyodom. But I heard once a pshat. What is the pshat? V'niyeh be'eneinu k'chagovim v'chein ho'inu be'eneinu. Because ho'inu be'eneinu k'chagovim k'chein ho'inu be'eneinu. While we felt like chagovim, so b'meile they felt us like chagovim. The way a person puts himself, person walks on the street that he's the strongest person in the street, everyone is scared to him. If he walks like he's the Nebuch, see by dogs. If you run away from the dog, he runs after you. If you're very strong, the dog runs away, yeah? It's the same person. But this is the way it works. I said the Tov Shinai, I said the Chumash, I was here. Louis. He said that he remembers he was a general. And that general, and his name, he went on a trip to the Caribs. And everything was ready. And they told him that in one area there it's very dangerous, it's like bears. So it's bad not to go to near that area. And he asked him, what happens if the mice, you go and you meet a bear? So the guy told him, you get up, and you look in the eyes of the bear, and you tell him, I'm Israeli general, I want so much wars, please move away right away. He asked him, I'm serious, I'm asking, what do you do? He said, it works. You have to say it strong and loud and slow. If it doesn't move, say it even stronger. He says, no. I'm telling you, he said, okay. They went to the trip. The general said, this guy said, you heard the story from the general. He went to the trip. And a mistake, he went to that piece of ice. And before he knows, these two bears come over to him. First minute, he panicked. Then he remembered what he told him to do. So he got up. and he looked at both beers, two fingers. It's very general. I'm here on a trip, and please don't disturb me. I want so much worse. Go away. It didn't go away. He said, even stronger, and he went away. So when he came back to the base, he asked the guy, who am I? What is the shot? The beers, understand? He says, no, these beers don't attack people. When a person is scared from them, they attack him. So when I gave you the confidence that you will get up and look at them and say it's strong, they left. So it worked. This is the Metzias. The Meraglim said, "Val, we felt like Chagovim, the Meile V'cheinu Inu Be'ineir." Person has to know it's Alamah Hazeh. The way a person feels about himself, this is the way people treat him. This is the way a person treats him. Feel good about himself, the whole world treats him nicely. Feels nebach about himself. So that, and again, it's bad some going back when we said Lech HaFetz Chaim, but in the minute that the Meraglim felt Taker Yichagomi, the Meile V'chino Yinu Be'ineir. So the Pesuk says the Maise, Moshe Rabbeinu sends the Meraglim, Vayikra Moshe lo Yishea Binun Yehoshua. That was a famous word in the title of what is Binun. Why not Benun? The title says that Yishea, they added the Yud. From where they took the Yud, Chazal say from Sorai. But the problem is that Sorai doesn't have Nikud. But only has the Yud of Sorai doesn't have Nikud under it. So how Yehoshua will get a Shua? So they took from the Ben 2 points and they put it under the Yud. So it became Yehoshua. So the Bey is now only is left with a Chirik. Mainly he's called Yehoshua Bin Nun. This is what he's talking about. So they took the Yud from Sorai. Now, for sure the Shaila is why Dafka Yehoshua Bin Nun gets the Yud. What happens to all the other Meraglim? Kol Yoshiach HaMahatzas Meraglim. Kol Yoshiach HaMahatzas Meraglim. What is the Pshah? We have 12 Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes care only of one. It's Talmid. It's not fair. Some say, well, why is not fair? The fact is, Talmud Moshe Rabbeinu, he deserves it. Moshe Rabbeinu now, the Yomish Mitoichoi. No, no. So another Teres de Veld says that the Rebbe is Meshubet to the Talmud. It's a tafkid of a Rebbe when he sees his Talmud not doing well to wake him up, to run after him, to take care of him. It's a job of the Rebbe. So maybe. And the other people, it's not the job of Moshe Rabbeinu to start to change the names of Klal Yisrael. But Chazal say under a pshat. And there's two beautiful pshat in why Dafka the Yeshua. One pshat is the Medrash Shtei Ha'eres of Chaim Greizu Kachozo Moshe and Vesunusa. That's what the Targum also looks. Tanya Yonis in the Zila, you know that? Tanya Yonis in the Zila says, Kachoza Moshe and Vesenusa, the Yeshua, he added a Yud. What is the Pshatan of Vesenusa, the Yeshua? So Chaim Kreisler said, the Gemara says in Gittin, and Vesenusa Shoschalio Echribo Es Beseinu Vegorinu Lebeinu Esoilo. After the story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, so the king, you know, he went and he said that Moldu Bechoy Yehudoi, so the king sent the animal, so Bar Kamtza cut the duk shumai, and he said, what will we do? We'll be making with you, we'll cut him, balimum and kredi, loyle karve, so he will go to the king, so we'll kill him, yehim rumat ilmum bekot shimes. So they couldn't be makrivit, yoimu balikum mumim krevi. They couldn't kill him. Yoimu batim mumim kutsh. He went back to the king, bodu b'cho yehudoi. Kamtu b'kamtu chavu b'es. The more and the sinusu is a schario, is chibo, is b'seinu, v'golinu l'bele humusayilu. Zot, Reb Chaim Kreisler, and I'm saying again, only Reb Chaim Kreisler can say. Stated that if he will not be honored, Bisamina shall not be chored. Why? He will take a step. And he would argue, and he would say, we have to kill him. He will take a decision. One nusach, a different nusach, he said, Zchari was the god Lado. The Maisa, everyone else hold that he had to kill him. But after Zchari said his opinion, no one else would say his opinion. Because the halacha is after the god, no one could say. But because Zchari felt that he's the Anov, so he said, I have to say first, I'm the smallest. So because of that, no one said later of Pshat. Two Pshat in Poshu said. Mele Zokta. He said, if Yeshua is the Anov, Mistome, he will say first. So what will happen? Everyone will follow it. But if I will change Yeshua's name, so the first one will say good, so everything else will be good. But in Sefer Kilos Yitzchak, he brings a beautiful tale. He said, everyone had Megiyas. It's a different tale that we spoke before. Chazal said, the Meraglim, they said, Chazal, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael because they knew they would lose their position. So I thought that they didn't do it because of that, but they had Megiyas. Moshe Fakelt, when Elder Domeidah said, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis, Adoni Moshe Kloim, he wants to stay in the Midbar by the Rebbe Moshe. So Be'etzim, everyone has Megiyas. So why Moshe Rabbeinu is davening dafka for the Megiyas of Yeshua and not the Megiyas of everyone else? Everyone else, when they will say we don't want to go in, whatever we'll say. The statement. But if Yeshua says he doesn't want to go in, why he doesn't want to go in? Elder who made that said Yeshua Machnis. I says it's very dangerous. If Yeshua that is going to be the king says no, no one will want to go. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven, Ko Yeshua Chomeatzas Meraglim. Reb Chatzkel said, Shal. I hope you'll understand. He said, Yeshua was more dangerous than everyone else. Everyone else, the Megiyas war, they wanted to stay in the position. Some of them managed to overgo it. Why Yeshua wanted to stay in the Midbar? For the Rebbe. With L'shem Shomayim, you go, it's terrible. When a guy has a Megiyah L'shem Shomayim, we saw in Klal Yisrael, they could be Machriv Klal Yisrael. People that have Negias money, cover, tithe, you can handle it. When a guy gets blind that he's doing L'shem Shomayim, so when, if Yeshua wants to stay in the Midbar, Adoni Moshe Kloim, which is Mekana Atuli, I'm happy. Yeshua can hear the Nevuah, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machlis. He's such dangerous that he will decide not to go to this world. So the Chatzkel is more dangerous than everyone else. Everyone is the Fakal, the Megiyah says to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not to go. Yeshua the Megiyah L'shem Shomayim. We have to learn from that. A lot of times you could really think L'shem Shomayim. You could really mean L'shem Shomayim. And the Maisa, you're not meaning L'shem Shomayim. Now, Chazal say, well, first, maybe that is two zachas that are very, very important to learn out from our parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu davens after the Chet HaMeraglim. And what he davens? Very interesting to feel it. Lomo Yemo Mitzrayim. ויום אשר השם ושומו מצרים כי אליזה בקרח הסעום הזה ואומרו יישר באורץ הזו שומענו כי עד השם בקרב האורץ אשר עין בעין התמירו השם ואנם חורים בין עליהם, ובעמוד אונו נתאו הילך לפניהם, ומטו ואומרו הגויים אשר שומרו שמעה חולים היום ובלתי יכול לזה השם, ואתו יגדנו כוח השם כאשר דיברתו השם ערך הפיים ורב חסד, סלחנו לבוא נאום הזה ואימר השם סלחתי כי דבורךו ואולום חיוני אמירו האנושים היו. זו גנענו במפורשים, what happened to אברהם מצרק ויאנקף? Why משה רבינו is not asking שחור לאברהם לצחוק ליאנקף? When חדה ואיגל came, he said שחור לאברהם לצחוק ליאנקף. Why here Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven Schol Avraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov? Zogen in Meforshim, Schus Ovois only helps when you shtel tzu to the Ovois. Val the Ovois were Mechavev Eretz Yisrael, and the Chet now is not to be Mechavev Eretz Yisrael, Schus Ovois cannot help. And the Egel, spoke with the Beis Halevi, the Chet was Aved Zorah, but was not the Shem Aved Zorah. Ze Oish, lo yodanu mehoyol, he was Aved Betziruf, they were looking for a money. But the Chet HaMeraglim was they didn't want Eretz Yisrael. While they didn't want Eretz Yisrael, you can't say Schus Ovitz. Zog Devel, this is the reason Kolev, Holach Lishtateach Bekivrei Ovitz, I'm not going down to the Vikuach, if it's easy to go to Kvorim or not, I'm sure I'm not Osman, but if it's easy to go to Kvorim or not, what is Holach Lishtateach Bekivrei Ovitz? What's that? Kolev needs help. Moshe is there, it's Kolev and Yevuna, what went to Kvorim? It's one of the biggest rivals, you go to Kvorim. Kolev needs help, he goes to Kvorim. Yeah? Not. But again, why Dafka? Could be here, it's not Stam Kvorim. We need the Schus Ovois against the Meragli. Moshe Rabbeinu takes a youth from Sora, from the Imoes HaKdoshes, and puts it in Yeshua. Because to Mechaber them, to the Schus Ovois, that they could win the Meragli, you need that. Now Moshe has a modern tefillah. Lomo yoimru Mitzrayim leimo beroi tziyom laharog oisom beorim. Mibildi yecholes Hashem. What kind of? Vayim Hashem salachta kidvorech. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come and said, Hashem forgive them. They're so sorry they did it. We'll never do it again. Hashem, it doesn't look good. Lomo yoimru Mitzrayim. ובלתי יכול לזה השם, ובי יכילו לזה השם, השם אתה תלו בי שפליז לא להלפק. If you want to say sorry, say sorry. השם מספיר, הוא עושה את זה, נאי, נשאר, פה מצרים עושה. And they will say, they die already anyways. מצרים עושה את הכם הקנש. השם, sorry. שתי דו משונה די ככויח את תפילה. People think a lot of time. I say 18, what is the difference? Hashem, I can. If you don't help me, I can learn. You have to take me out of this matzah. So Hashem takes me out of it. Hashem takes you out of the matzah. A lot of times the tefillah has to be Lomo Yoimru Mitzrayim, not sorry even. Hashem, I can't. I'm trying so hard. You have to help me. So Hashem. Hashem, I need menuchas ha-nefesh. Hashem, I need simchas chayim. I need yishuv hadas. Hashem, help me. Hashem, help me. So Hashem helps. So Moshe Rabbeinu, no schus ovis, and no sorry. Hashem, you can't do it. So Hashem has to say. This is Be'etzem, one of the big keys to Avodas HaTefillah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu sends them, and he gives them to take from Pri Ha'aretz. Vayavoyu ad Nachal Eshkol. ויחו משום זמירו ואשקו לנובי. אז רש"י אומר, ויבואו עד נחל אשקו. זה שאלה בי מי אספן הרבה בחיי אני רוצה להגיד ידיע the fruits in ארץ ישראל in that days were big or small משל how big was the watermelon like five times busy שאלה that's it, what do you think? yeah? שימשי, how do you think? how big was the watermelon? what do you thought? What are you thinking now? How big it was?
Big with the people. We will find out. It took like 5 minutes.
No, I'm not asking if it's basically shy or bit shallow. Not the shy. How big was the olives? How big were the grapes? There's 8 people to carry the grapes. How big were the grapes? Make imagination. America can't make imagination. What? How big they were?
Four times
the room. So how big was the olive? What?
Forever.
A quarter of this room. How big was the olive? What?
How many people carried?
They didn't take an olive, but make a cheshbon. Olive is the size of a grape, right? Also a quarter of the room?
Well, that was the cost of the grapes. The whole ice cream.
A quarter of the room. So how you eat a kezayis? No, I want to explain to you. There's a shit is today that the kezayis, you have to eat a kezayis, the few the way it was then, right? Then the olives are small, we have to go to feed then. When is then? Shas matan teir. What olives? In the midbar was no olives. So the few what olives we have to measure. So to eat a kezayis, you have to eat a quarter of a room. I'm asking you a shayla. This is kasha bothered me when I was 6 years old. I started to go around to ask. If someone here didn't bother this kasha, I don't know what would come out of it. Well, I know that it doesn't bother such a... Vicky doesn't bother such a kasha? What? This is the kasha. Why didn't think about it? This is the timing. It's not like my argument, yeah. No, I don't understand. If it could bring you to the Shias and the Muna. The grapes are huge. The olives are huge. So now, if we tell us that the Shiurim didn't change, if they say that it was the same olives as they ate most shit to soul, so it's not a kasha and the gods of Isaac. Yeah? If they say everything shrunk, so the olives were huge. The answer is, my father, my mother, Bechaya. You could say maybe it's at the coast, but that's it, Rabbi Bechaya says. But Yavoyu and Nachal Eshkol, they took grapes from Nachal Eshkol and they started to mount, march. There's no mouth. A second before you leave. And as you saw, on the border, find something, if it's a cherry, a strawberry, and bring it. Don't get a huge strawberry, it's also Yavoyu. Why they had to, from middle of Eltisol, they came to Hebron. Yeah, we know on the map where is Hebron, Be'erech. It's not on the border. Okay? The answer is, like it was giants, and it was regular people as well, was giant fruits, but was normal standard fruits. Has to be like that. If it would not be like that, and the fruits of the soul were tremendous, crazy, not normal, you think people around the world didn't know that? You think it was no input of fruits all over the world? What, a big chiddush, a big fruit? Everyone knows that's big fruits in Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael had regular fruits. But the same way Hashem made giants, it was giants' fruits. Maybe the giants ate the big fruits. I know it's a kasha what I'm saying, but this is what Ben Bechaya says. They said that we saw, they said, Chagovim ho'inu bakerem the giants say they saw bugs look like people. Yeah. If most of the people were not giants, so what the giants are so excited? They saw some bugs. The whole country was bugs. It was five giants in a country of bugs. It's mashma that everyone was like medium. Even then, when they go into the soul, it's mashma that people are the same sizes. But the Pashas of Ibn Bechaya says it was four giants. Not only that, Rashi says, Kiryas Arba hi chevre. Rashi and Pashas Chayesol. Rashi says, Kiryas Arba, Kvurim Shom Arba, Odom Vechavo, Avraham Vesoro, Yitzchak Verivko, Yaakov Veleo, Dovor Acher, Arba Anoki. Kiryas Arba had the giants. The giants Yiddishkeit and the giants physical. Kolev goes to Kiryas Arba to lishtateach b'kivrei oves to connect to these giants. Every time, remember this cloud, connect giant is giant. Hagodel b'chaveiroi, Yitzroi godel b'bena. Famous letter from Rav Utna, someone writes him, I can't anymore, I'm going to give up. He says, Givaldik, I look like you're going to be Adam God. Such a big Yitzhar, such a big Tamil Chacham is coming to come out. Yishkolev goes to Kivrei Oves, it's not Stam, it's a Kvorin. Keneged the Arba Anokim Shiroinu Shom. And if you realize, Vayavoyu, Vayalu, Banegev, Vayovo Yad Chevroi. Rashi says, Vayovo Yikolev. Vishom Acham Asher Yodid Anok. As the giants. But Keneged that, and this Be'etzim was the time that Klal Yisrael could win the Meragli. Because we are the giants Beruach. We are the giants Beruach. The giants Beruach could win the giants in physical. Ki lachmeinu em ki sol tzilo. We can eat them like you could eat bread. What he meant to say. To eat bread, you don't have to have a gvura. You eat it. The giants klapi the ruchnias. They're like bread. Why am I saying it? What I'm trying to say, the whole Welt lachshuv. Chofetz Chaim is miyased it. Klal Yisrael have to go into Eretz Yisrael and they turn back and they say we can't do it. And the rest is history. Every person in life has the Eretz Yisrael, the Yiddishkeit that Hashem said you could get to it. He opens the door and it's impossible to do it. He can't afford it. He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the brains. It looks impossible to win the war. He turns back. He's choyte b'cheta meragli. Say, Adam Tabachim, if you would be this man in meragli, on what side do you think you would be? I'm sure you're sure, God, yeah? For sure, you'll be inside of the tent. No shadow about it. I could see a raya. The guy has oilam go away. He can't hold himself and he didn't go away with it. So he's with oilam. He sees the giants, he gives up. He sees when it's too hard, he gives up. Yeah, every time we have the same nisoy. I Hashem promise. Hashem promise also. If you learn anything, will be good. It's also the promise. I don't see it. We have a kasha. They also didn't see it. Ki yeretz yichelis yishrael. Chazal bindal mefoshim bindal. Not that everyone died. They had a meaning by then that when people die, they put them in a cave. And when they go to Lador's nifter, They make a big Leviah and they take out everyone else. So Chazal said that Erev was Nifto when the Meraglim came. So they took it all, I think the Goyen says, they took it all the Macy was Leviahs all over the place. And not only that, people didn't cry because these people died already ages ago. So they didn't think something strange happened now. Leviahs. They thought like people get born, these Leviahs here. Every day, just the Leviahs. Because Pitom Nisa, they're doing Leviahs and Leviahs and Leviahs. But this is the Yisrael of the Chofetz Chaim. We have to know we could win. We have to know we will win. We will win. We will win. It looks hard. There's Meraglim in the way. But it looks difficult. I will finish us. I will be a Talmid Chochem. Not Shaykh. Not Shaykh. I can't make it. It's not my girl. Mamish, you sound like the miracle. And Yeshua and Kolev get up and say, we could. And everyone is about to kill them. And the only way they're not killed, Vayeinu Kvoid Hashem. A step from death. And then Yeshua comes up. And this, when the Chofetz Chaim, Shebekor Udoi Udoi, Yesh Boi Chet Ovin Ameragli. שכחו דרכו של יצרו, שאומר לו אלא עודו. אין לכו כויח. אף אין, חבצ חיים, explain it, what is this? But they also said, we're not צדיקים, אבל אנחנו שבור לכו כדו אביסים, the מויפסים. But he will not do מויפסים for us. Everyone believes if someone learns, Rabbi Akiva, then the money for his yeshiva, the king way, and the water about the water, everyone believes that it could happen, yeah? Only question is if it will happen. For me? This is what the Meraglim of the Chofetz Chaim said. For us, after the Hegel, after Kibbutz Satava, but for us, you think Hashem will kill the giants? No. We'll say, go on Machet. Even Yaakov was killed, Shabbat Yigur Machet. We have to know that the Hatzloch and Ruchni is there. And if we will push, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the Siyata Dishmaya to Matzloch.